Time for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at about this time on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, the Oakland A's are currently awaiting a decision regarding funding to facilitate their potential move to Las Vegas. The team presented a bill on Friday evening, which will be reviewed by the Nevada Senate Finance and Assembly Ways and Means Committee later today. To answer your questions about this and more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Andy Dolich, former executive vice president for the A's and co-author of the new book, Goodbye Oakland. Andy, thanks for joining us to talk about this morning.
Good morning, gentlemen, and I know how hard it is to find an expert on Memorial Day, so thanks that you reached down your list to talk to me.
Well, we found one, not just on the A's, but lots of sports, and let's start with this one. The A's anticipating this important vote in committees in both the Nevada Senate and the legislature. You've had a chance, to, like most of us, to hear details of the move. What are your thoughts on it?
That the millions of dollars that look to be headed for approval by the Nevada legislature, that's millions. A convertible dome stadium, which is going to be necessary in the summer heat of Las Vegas, that's estimated to cost $1.5 billion, with a B. And where's that money coming from? That money is not coming from the public. John Fisher has said for years that anything that he does will be 100% privately financed. And today's vote, if it happens in the legislature, that's not private money. So the confusion continues. But as I look at it, $1.5 billion is not the $375 million or $400 million that might be in the legislation in Nevada.
Andy, so going down from the public financing aspect of it, they were requesting $500 million in their original agreement. Then it went down to $395 million. And from there, we were kind of in a standstill. But now the deal's at, or the request is at $380 million, and that's what they're going to be voting on today. I mean, do you see this passing through the legislative branch?
Not being a legislator, especially meeting on Memorial Day, you can just imagine how happy those men and women are to talk about this during the day and negotiate back and forth. But I look at the A's use the term parallel path. They've gone from 155 acres at the Coliseum to 52 acres or something like that at Howard Terminal to 50 acres in the first binding agreement that lasted 3 weeks. To now 9 acres at the Bally site. So the money keeps going down that they're going to need, and the sites that they have looked at are much easier to build on than 9 acres smack dab in the strip of Las Vegas. It seems as if this is a bunch of disconnected tactics and not a long-term coherent strategy.
You know, when we look at the Raiders move, the Raiders already had a reputation, a certain cachet, and you could see why people in Las Vegas and those that could, have the resources could come from the Bay Area and see the Raiders play. Do the A's have those advantages to drawing crowds in Las Vegas?
Well, let's just look at reality. If you're a football fan, not just in Las Vegas, but in Buffalo, Boston, New York, Minnesota, and you're freezing your butt off in the winter, you're going to get a bunch of friends together and you're going to Vegas for the weekend, which many people have already done. That's one game. You play 81 home games in the summer, and you have, as you stated before, the team with the worst record in Major League Baseball, an apocalyptic record, actually, as the season goes on. You don't turn around a baseball team in 1, 2, or 3 years with one player, as you can say in the NBA. So the logic of this just doesn't pan out. If you look at the lack of attendance at the Oakland Coliseum, you want to move into a new city or a new venue with as much excitement as possible. How is that going to be orchestrated by John Fisher?
not only does the Nevada legislature have to get approval, or excuse me, approve this proposal, but also what will be put to a vote will be for the major league owners. They have to vote on relocation, and 75% need to vote yes. I'm just wondering, what will owners take into account when making their decision, and do you think that vote will go through?
Another great point of insight. Let's not lose the fact that a year and a half ago, when all of this talk was heating up, pun intended, about Las Vegas, the A's were going to have to pay $500 million relocation fee, the greatest, I think, of any team in Major League Baseball history. And oddly, Commissioner Rob Manfred rescinded that a few months ago. If I'm one of the owners of Major League Baseball, I share in that. So I'm not happy with that. In terms of the move, the Oakland Raiders are the Las Vegas Raiders because the NFL is a massive money machine, and they made that happen. In this case, Major League Baseball, I think, with some of the failures of marketing and management and business that Commissioner Manfred has made and obviously John Fisher has made, there's giant gaps in how they're going to put people in the ballpark. And let's not forget, you're moving from the sixth most powerful, richest marketplace in the country, the Bay Area, to the 40th. You're moving from one of the most diverse markets in the country, in Oakland, to one that isn't. And you have a workforce in Vegas that goes to work at 9 and comes home at 5, meaning they go to work at 9 p.m. and they get off at 5 a.m. How many ball games are they going to be up to go to?
So, Andy, if you got to come up with the financing for this stadium, and as you mentioned, it's going to be billions with a B, presumably you're going to use the valuation of your team as part of the collateral for that. Are the A's worth that?
The A's have the lowest valuation, according to experts, of all the 30 teams in Major League Baseball, about $1.3 billion, which is a little bit higher than the $180 million that John Fisher bought it for 18 years ago, which is pretty hard for people to believe that he's owned the team for 18 years. And let's just look at our own market. What's happened in 18 years? Levi Strauss, Levi Stadium has been built. Golden One Center, wonderful. Chase Center. Even his soccer team, which most people don't know that Fisher owns, built PayPal in San Jose. And where are the A's playing? The Oakland Coliseum. This is the ninth or tenth location that they've looked at, and not one piece of heavy equipment has ever dug into the earth.
And as we know, with the A's kind of strategy is cutting costs, not paying a premium for players, and normally trading away their stars. Are they going to have to change that in the next few years here just to have a watchable product when they do arrive to Vegas?
The desire of most people, including the owners in professional sports, is to win, not to lose on purpose. This has been a self-inflicted disaster, which we see the results of today. And how Major League Baseball has allowed this to happen, this is a negative for all of Major League Baseball. When you see teams from all over playing in front of 1,500 people at the Oakland Coliseum, that is a negative as opposed to looking at fans going completely nuts in the upcoming NBA Finals or football games or soccer. This is just incredibly frustrating to many of us who worked for the Haas family during an incredible time of great crowds, unbelievable players, and winning.
So what went wrong in the negotiations with Oakland? Why wasn't there some sort of deal, some sort of agreement to keep them here?
That is a multi-million dollar or billion dollar question. I attribute it to not just one entity. So I look at businesses that have teamwork, leadership, and trust over time. And if you put three entities at the table here, Major League Baseball, the Oakland A's, and the city of Oakland, let's leave the county out for the moment, there has been an incredible lack of teamwork, leadership, and trust. Who is the leader in Oakland that could step forward now and fight for the team? The deal is still not done, but is there one name that would put fear into Major League Baseball and John Fisher? There's some circumstances here that we didn't think about like eminent domain, like antitrust, like the whole level of diversity from city to city. That's not being talked about now, and I find it incredibly sad that that leader hasn't stepped forward from Oakland.
Wait a minute. You're not supposed to use antitrust and baseball in the same sentence, Andy. You know that.
I just did. Next time you have to have a legal expert on, right? They could talk about that. But there's so many circumstances. If you're the leader of Oakland, the lease is up in 24, right? What if the mayor or somebody said, you know what, the lease is up at the end of this season. Go find a new home if they haven't concluded arrangements in Las Vegas. What are they going to be, the Bedouin A's? Where are they going to play?
Now, one of the owners over in Vegas right now is Mark Davis. Of course, he owns the WNBA team, the Las Vegas Aces, and is the owner of the Raiders. He's not a big fan of the A's in their front office specifically and their ownership group. So how will that work if their relationship is kind of already fractured from what happened back here in Oakland?
As Mark went public a few months ago, as you gentlemen know, he said, how dare you come to my market? You've been there for about 11 seconds. It's not quite your market yet. It's the casino's market, and it's the NFL's market. You want to be welcomed in a community that you're moving to. You don't want somebody to turn their back on you. The Las Vegas Golden Knights, who've been spectacularly successful, have been quiet. There's a lot of other sports in Vegas. And what do most people go to do there? To gamble. So are you going to put your hard-earned cash to see, you know, the most abysmal team in baseball? And, you know, Dave Cavill has already gone public and said, oh, in 27, are you making plans for 2027 now? I know I'm not. He said, we will sell out every single game. How about the three of us put a wager on the table right now in Vegas in one of the sports books about their chances of selling out every single game in 2027 in their dome stadium?
All right. So, Andy, that begs the question. What is in this for the city of Las Vegas and the state of Nevada? Why would they want the Oakland A's so badly?
Because they're on a roll as it comes to sports, and they're being datelined every single day, and they're in the media, and that's good to have people think about it. But in terms of how this helps them economically, if you were getting an organization that really is led by futuristic leaders who believe that winning championships is important, I'd be excited. But if I was just getting another casino that might be a bit worn out and under scrutiny, I don't think so. So this seems very, very confusing to a lot of people. And if John Fisher had a bigger heart, there would be a new ballpark already built at the Oakland Coliseum with shops and other levels of building. It would be just like Mission Bay. When that started 24 years ago, nobody believed it could turn into the miracle that it is now. The same exact circumstance could have happened at the Coliseum, and maybe in some alternate universe it could in the future.
Let's just say it doesn't work out in Nevada, and this is a massive hypothetical, but what would be the backup plan? Would it possibly be going back to Oakland or maybe looking at some of these other locations as like Portland or Nashville that might be up for expansion teams?
To me, I look at John Fisher, you know, born a billionaire with a supposed net worth of over $3 billion, bought the team for $180. It's worth bottom basement $1.3 billion. And if he had a deal anyplace in Vegas or Oakland, he could sell that team for probably twice what it's valued. My ultimate solution, new ownership, period, end of sentence.
Okay, that was subtle, Andy. Thank you very much for joining us. That's Andy Dolich. You take care.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, bye-bye. That's Andy Dolich. He's a former executive vice president of the A's. And